An event this weekend in Jonesboro raises money for CASA.
We are CASA of the 2nd Judicial District, and we cover Craighead, Greene, Clay, Poinsett, and Mississippi counties.
Director Carla Borden, CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Borden says it's a volunteer program.
Well, CASA is an organization where we train everyday volunteers to be the voices for children in court. And specifically, the children are children who have been placed into foster care because they've been neglected or abused.
And Borden says with all the children that are in the system that need representation, volunteers are desperately needed.
Right now, we are running right at 60 volunteers, but our need is much greater because in Craighead County alone, we have 150 children who are in foster care due to neglect or abuse. And we would like to have it where every child had a CASA. So if for that to happen, we would need at least around 100 to 150 volunteers in Craighead County, not to mention all the other counties that we serve.
And Borden says that CASA is a statewide and a national program.
It is a program that started out in Washington State and has become nationally known. There are programs that represent children in foster care all over the United States. It is a nonprofit. It is mainly all about the volunteers. We run a very small crew of staff, and for every one staff person, we have four staff people and 61 volunteers, so that kind of gives you the idea of what drives what we do.
And Borden tells how volunteers are trained for the program.
When a person decides that they want to be a CASA volunteer, they have to be 21 years of age, they have to pass a background check and an interview, and then they go through a training process that takes 30 hours, and then they have an advocate coordinator who stays with them through their case and makes sure that they stay on track and everything stays great for the legal system, because they actually will be producing court reports to give to the judge. And our judges in the 2nd Judicial District love CASA because they believe that they come into this with no agenda except for the children. And they can give a very honest opinion on what they see, and they share that with the judge. And, you know, they actually put their eyes on those children, see where they are, and what the circumstances were that really brought them there.
And Borden says the court system supports what CASA volunteers do.
We are in the courts at the invitation of the judges. And they have asked us to come in to give assistance because our Department of Child and Family Services and our attorneys ad litem, which represent these children, are way overwhelmed with the numbers of children that they have to represent. And just to give a point, a family service worker can have up to 40 children. And that is impossible for one person to adequately cover. And our CASA volunteers cover one case at a time. And so they are able to give the attention to the details about that child and about that case, and to give that kind of information to not only our family service workers, but also to our court, so that they can make the best decisions for those children.
And Borden says the CASA program helps provide a stable environment for children.
We know for a fact that every child that has a CASA volunteer gets out of foster care faster, gets to a safe and permanent home faster, and ultimately saves our state and our local government a lot of money, because we want children in a safe and permanent home, and that's where they thrive, that's where they need to be. And our job is to help make that possible as quickly as possible.
And Borden says it takes a lot of money to keep the program going, which is why the Cowboy Up for CASA fundraiser is needed.
The average cost to train and support a volunteer is around $1,500 a year. And so as we grow our volunteer base, you know, our funds for staffing and support also have to grow with that. And we do get 25% of our budget does come from grant funds from the state. We also receive some of our funding from the federal government for victims of crimes, but the majority of our funding comes from local support.
And that's Director Carla Borden. The fourth annual Cowboy Up for CASA includes a barbecue competition, a dinner and dance Saturday night. It takes place and includes live music featuring the Highway 49 South Band. More information on this event is at kasu.org. Click on events.